Xbox.
Very good.
Shopping a lot.
I got a lot of nice jeans.
I got brother with dog barbecue.
I hung out with
very good. Very, I see one child sulking here. What's up, Mario? You didn't have a good time?
No, while everyone else was doing Eid parties, I was still doing Ramadan.
Why?
Because in my degree, there was still Ramadan and I was still fasting.
Oh,
yeah, that's real good.
I heard that.
Well, well,
yeah, I had my cousin doing that too.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know what? This Tagli stuff is awful. Why do we even have it? You know, there's so many audits, there's so many centers. I don't even see what the point of it is.
No, I agree with Mariam. We should just take all this clean stuff and put it into a book and then sell it.
Yeah, we can make $1 million.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me ask you a question. Isba, suppose you go visit a friend and you find her lying on the floor turning blue. What will you do?
Call 911.
Why don't you turn to a book?
Well, we might make mistakes.
But we don't have any experts. We need guidance.
That's it. We don't have experts. You see, books are very good, but they have their limits. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent guides, when He sent books, He also sent guides with the book. In life, we have two choices. Either we seek knowledge and become experts, or we seek experts who have knowledge. Is that not so? Yeah, see, religion is the same thing. Allah has given us Islam, a very comprehensive, detailed, a very wonderful, time-sensitive model. There are laws in Islam which will not change with time. They deal with the human fitrat. For example, science has progressed, and with science, so has our intellect. But the fitrat has nothing to do with science or with that progress. It stays static. But there are laws also that change with time, and they have to change, because if they don't change, then the Islamic model will become obsolete. It will not remain current. Tell me, is computer or having computers, is that joyous?
No.
Let me ask you another question. Forget about computers. You're taking a shower, it's time for salah. Can you make wuzu while in the shower?
No.
Why not?
Because your hair is wet, so you can't do muslim.
Who told you that?
My dad.
Who told your dad?
Molana.
See, the thing is, Molana may have told your dad, but we don't. How did your dad find out? The thing is, in the ghaybat of Imam, we have to turn. We turn to scholars for information. If you have questions, all these questions that you have, whom can you turn to? What do you do about them? You?
Ask.
That's it, you ask someone. But not just someone, you ask someone with the right qualification and somebody recommended by the assembly of experts.
Maybe that's the reason people run away from the
taqleed. Yeah, well, that's silly. You see, in reality, we're all doing taqleed of someone. We're all in taqleed.
We are?
Sure! We're following somebody or the other, aren't we? The kid, you know that kid who walks down the street, when you call it swagger? Isn't that person taqleed of
Jay-Z?
So everybody is in somebody's taqleed. We're all following somebody. You, me, I, we're all following somebody. Unfortunately, some people are so silly. They're doing taqleed, but they don't know whose. It's okay, it's okay. Look, I have an assignment for you for next week. Come back to school, and this is what you do. Go around town, find out how people do taqleed. First, if they do taqleed, and then how they do taqleed. And I assure you, we'll have all the answers to your questions, and you'll be able to make your own taqleed.
Oh yeah, we can do it.
All right, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
So, how did it go? So, who will go first?
Muhammad.
Well, I interviewed a Wahhabi. I got him arrested, but he hit me with the
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam.
Brother, can I ask you a question?
Question? Yeah, sure.
Do you do taqleed?
Taqleed? What taqleed? That's shirk.
So, whose taqleed or what taqleed are you in?
What are you talking about?
What do you follow?
Just follow the Quran.
Brother, the Quran does not provide us with any details or speaks to us.
Quran doesn't provide us details?
Well, okay.
Just close your mind and follow the Quran.
Close my mind?
Quran is sufficient for us. Quran is enough. What kind of Muslim you are?
What if I make a mistake in Salat? How would the Quran help me there?
Go ask your father. He will teach you, okay? I don't have time to answer all these.
Sister, can I ask you a question?
Hello. You cannot talk to a non-mahram, especially my wife. It's haram in the Quran.
But the Prophet talked to women.
Are you a prophet?
No.
Get out of here then.
I'm the follower of the Prophet.
Follower of the Prophet.
Hey, man.
Okay, Isba.
Well, I interviewed some old guy and he kind of freaked out because apparently I worded my stuff wrong and I came off as some rude youth person.
Assalamualaikum, sir.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm doing some research on the subject of taqleed.
Well, of course. That's very good. In fact, that's very positive. MashaAllah.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything that appeals to my uncle so far.
Oh, yeah. There is the fitna. You know, everybody wants to be followed. And they have their own agendas. And people follow blindly.
Can you tell me about your taqleed?
Oh, why not? You know, my father, Marhum Sayyid Azizullah Hyderabadi, and his father, Sayyid Marhum Karimullah Sahab Hyderabadi, and his father, Sayyid Rahimullah Sahab Hyderabadi.
What about them?
Bhai, I have told you, didn't I tell you, the great ancestors, all of them were following Ayatullah Sayyid Azimullah Hindi. And in fact, my entire family was following him.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why? What a silly question. Didn't I give you my great ancestries? And whatever they have, whatever my ancestors have, we will pass on to our next coming generation, inshallah. Ameen.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, the Taliban have been the Taliban for so long, and the Zionists have been Zionists for so many generations, so does that make them okay too?
La hawla wa la quwwata. Astaghfirullah. You are comparing my Sayyid ancestries to kuffars? Astaghfirullah. You people have the cause of the fitna. And this generation, in fact, have no akhlaq.
Rabab.
Well, I met this non-political guy who didn't really do anything. And he just walked away before we even finished our conversation.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sir, I'm doing research on how people do taqleed, so can you help me?
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Not many people do research when they do taqleed. So, you are doing the right thing.
Thank you.
So, before you do taqleed, you want to identify your marja. So you're doing the correct thing. Like, for example, I follow Ayatollah Shaban Ali Makki. He's very knowledgeable.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you ever speak out against tyranny and oppression and injustice? I mean, look at the destruction of Gaza. Do you ever speak out about that?
My sister, I don't mix religion with politics. It's not my job to do politics. I do my prayers and I follow my religion.
But isn't silence a form of support to the oppressors?
We do only Amar Bil Maruf when we have any power or authority. Right now we don't have any power, so we just pray, we do dua, inshallah.
But isn't Amar Bil Maruf and Nahi Anil Munkar the fundamentals of our religion? I mean, they're the pillars of Furu.
That's true, sister, but that's when we are in power. Right now we don't have any power, so what we can do is dua and namaz, and we wait for Imam to come. When he will come, inshallah, he will take care of things. In the meantime, we do namaz and our dua.
But how can the situation get under our control if we just leave it alone?
You know, the thing with kids, they ask too many questions about politics. You know, in our days, we would leave our religion and never talk about politics in masjid. When Imam will come, he's going to take care of the situation, and inshallah, everything will be fine.
But the only way that Imam can come is if he has our support.
Wa alaikum assalam, sister.
Sir.
Jannat, I met this weird guy who was in the taqeed of guess who?
Who?
Imam is Amana.
Really?
Yes, and he apparently shooed me away and wouldn't let me finish talking.
Brother, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I'm looking for some answers. Sure. Can I ask you some questions? I want to ask about taqleed.
Why not? Go ahead.
Are you in taqleed?
Alhamdulillah, I am in the taqleed of Sahib al-Zaman, alayhi salam.
But that Imam is in Ghaibat.
I know.
You mean you have some secret access to Imam?
I wish I did, but I don't. You see, we have the word from Holy Quran and the Hadith from our Imam. Imam, so we get the answer from there.
Why then do we still see?
Because if we are amok, we are stupid. We don't understand doctrine, so we need to talk to a doctor.
The point is, we do not have the qualifications to fully understand the Quran or the Hadith. When Allah Subhanahu wa Taala sent a prophet with it, why then do? If every person interpret on our own, then they will get the answer on their own understanding.
You see, we only have to follow the word of Hujjat, and Imam Allah is our guide.
Brother,
I said we have to follow Imam, that's all. I don't want to hear no more questions, so you can go home now.
But brother, I'm done
with you. You should go. I need to go eat. Go.
You, Ali.
Well, you know, I met this guy. I thought he was really cool. And then, guess what?
Hey dude, what's up?
Well, I'm doing some research. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure, man. I love being interviewed. Shoot, what's the question?
Well, first of all, whose taqleed are you in?
Taq what?
Taqleed.
Never heard of that. Is that a brand or something?
Taqleed. It's like...
Oh, wow, man. No one's ever asked me that before. Guess I'd have to say I'm in the taqleed of... myself. Yeah, that's it. I'm in my own taqleed.
Well, how so?
Well, I do whatever my heart tells me to do. My heart says sing, so I sing. My heart says sleep, I sleep. My heart says to eat, drink, be merry. And that's exactly what I do.
Like right now, your heart's telling you to listen to music, right?
You got it, man.
Do you know that you can change the channel and see what's happening in Gaza?
Oh man, that stuff's too depressing. You can't think about that stuff. It's not good for your heart. You gotta see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. That's the way you have to live.
So you mean you ignore evil, huh?
Look man, that stuff's not my problem. It's way off on the other side of the world. Just gonna do whatever makes me happy, and that's all I care about. Alright man, catch you later. Alright, take care, buddy.
Stop those kids! Dude, man, what are you doing? Get them! They stole my iPod!
I guess they were just following their hearts.
Dude, man, that's not what I meant. Go get them!
I hear no evil, I see no evil, I speak no evil.
Dude, man, that's not cool.
Not my problem.
Dude, that's not fair.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, at red liar. Hanging on a telephone wire.
Mariam, you know what? I met this really great guy, and he gave me the answers to all the questions that I had, even to questions that I didn't even have.
Really?
Yeah. Gosh, I questioned so many people, and I have found no answer. Are people insane or is it just me? There's so many mujtahids and the Muslim Ummah is so divided, it's not even funny.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I can understand your frustration. I've seen you talk to many people in the mosque. I think on the contrary, you have found your answer.
I have?
Yes, you have. You wanna grab a seat and have a little chat?
Okay, thank you. You understand my frustration, right? How can I accept a thing I've heard?
Of course I understand. Remember, you should not ever have to accept anything at their face value. However, you have to reject the batil before accepting the haq. Law has to be recited. You know kalma, right? Law has to be recited before ilaha illallah can be said.
So what is haq?
Sister, simply put, haq is supporting the truth and negating the injustice. So, support the justice and negate the injustice. As our beloved third Imam said, that a person like me can never submit to a person like Yazid, right? So, it means that one who is Husseini and support Husseiniyat can never, 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 ever support Yazidiyat. Do you know how easy it is to support Taghut?
No.
Silence. Sister, silence is the easiest way to support Zalim. It offers no opposition against Taghut, and therefore Zalim can continue to oppress people around it, right? So, you remember what happened to Sayyida Fatima salamullahi alayha, when she was fighting for her right? The entire Ummah was quiet, did not say a word, did not support her cause. So then what happened?
Yeah, the Khilafats were snatched and Fadak was stolen.
Exactly, that is my point. The point is we have 1.3 billion Muslim today, but they do not say a word against the zulm that is being done against our brothers and sisters in Palestine, right? So look at it, we have a Hajj. We have 3 million people going to Hajj every year, which is a political ibadah. It is wajib on us to say something against Zalim, but not a word is uttered against Zalim and Zionist today. Does it make sense?
No. Only cowards and schemers remain silent.
Sister, truth only remains with those who have courage to speak it.
Well then, who are the truthful?
Who do you think is making the effort to unite the Ummah? Who do you think is giving the continuous message of Tawheed and prepares all of us for the waiting of our Imam, Imam Al-Asr?
Who is it?
Who do you think openly condemns the Taghut and Zionists of today and exposes their wicked lies?
Who is it? Tell me who?
It was the Iron Wall. It was the Iron Wall.